You are listening to Mindfully Jewish, the podcast for Jewish women to incorporate Torah and Halacha with mindfulness, mental health, and daily life philosophy. I'm your host, Yana, a Dutch Jewish physician, researcher, and writer working in the field of mental health in Israel. In today's episode, we will be discussing mourning in the light of the current Be'in HaMetzarim. How can we grieve and mourn without losing hope and faith? So Sunday was the fast of the 17th of Tammuz, one of the minor fast days that also happens to mark the start of the Be'in HaMetzarim, or in English, the 3 weeks. We remember the destruction of the two temples and mourn the tragic 2,000-year-long galus that started with the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Because as the center of Jewish life, spirituality and observance was destroyed, the Jews scattered around the world. The fast days, such as the 17th of Tammuz, but also the upcoming Tisha B'Av, are days in which our mourning makes us refrain from bodily pleasures. They are days of reckoning, days of commemoration, days of spiritual reflection. And especially in hard times such as these, with anti-Semitism on the rise and Israel boycotts, with tragedies such as Meron and only last week also Miami, with a global pandemic that left us isolated, split apart communities and families, and took away too many loved ones, we can really feel the power of the exile, the deep sadness of the loss of our temples. And while it is crucial to deeply feel the sorrow of these events, we also have to take our responsibility in not to wallow in sadness and completely lose all hope, however difficult that may be. Especially when you really open your heart and mind to allow all the feels and thoughts. But we have to make sure that this doesn't become a black hole constantly sucking you deeper into sadness. Because to have this happen would mean to lose hope. And losing hope means complete despair and a loss of motivation to continue forwards. Our sages tell us that those who mourn the destruction of Jerusalem will merit seeing it rebuilt with the coming of Mashiach. As the Talmud states, when Av arrives, we decrease in joy. Now the Hasidim and the Kabbalists take this Talmudic saying very serious. What does it mean to decrease in joy? They say it means that when Av arrives, we decrease in joy. Meaning that although it is crucial to mourn the destruction of the temples in a period which is the 3 weeks, we also have the obligation to still look for and accentuate positive elements that happen during these weeks in our times. We have to keep looking for the signs that we are coming out of exile. We have Israel. We are spiritually stronger and stronger. And of course we can still say, after 2,000 years of exile, Am Yisrael Chai, the Jewish people live. So yes, we need our times of sorrow, especially since otherwise we won't know how to really feel joy. Because life is that, a constant balance, and it should never go too much in either direction. And we need our 3 weeks to remember the tragedies that befell our people, that are still coming to us. The years and years of exile with persecution and hatred and targeted attacks from individuals and groups, and even from governments. The times without the temples, the times when we lost Israel. But at the same time, we need to focus on our faith, our spiritual elevation, and our future. We have to use our sadness as a tool to build our hope and build our Beis HaMikdash. At least, if not physical yet, then spiritual, until the coming of Mashiach. That was it for today's episode, friends. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you like this episode and want to stay tuned for any other episodes that are coming up, I would be honored if you subscribe to the podcast. God willing, we will meet again soon. With much love from Eretz Israel, Yana.